Hi, this is Joe Patty. Thanks for listening to WRTI Online. This service is made possible through the support of WRTI's members. You can become a member, too. Since you're already online, just visit www.wrti.org and click the Become a Member link on the upper left corner of the webpage. You can also join us by phone at 1-866-809-9784. Your membership will help keep WRTI's broadcast and online services strong. And again, thank you. Now, on with the show.
We have with us today a very rare person, a person who sings cabaret, beautiful Broadway tunes, off-Broadway tunes, and really brings to mind a kind of entertainment that we don't really see much these days. Anna Bergman, welcome.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here in Philadelphia.
Well, you are just, as I said, a breath of some other time, and a time that is lost, and unfortunately not many people do what you do. But let's talk a little bit about you and your background and what you're doing here in Philadelphia. You're going to be at the Prince Theater.
Yes, I'm doing a brand new show called Wherever Love Takes Me, which premiered in New York in October, and will be going back. I'll be bringing it after Philadelphia to Feinstein's Cabaret Room in New York at the Regency. And I'm very excited about this new show. It's a collaboration for me with a new director and a new musical director, Eric Michael Gillette and Paul Greenwood. And the first act is essentially my signature repertoire, which is as the daughter of an American diplomat, I was raised overseas, so I love to celebrate the American songbook, first and foremost, because I think it is our great musical heritage that it's important to keep it alive, the great masters of the American songbook, such as Cole Porter and George Gershwin and Richard Rodgers and so on. And at the same time, I also love to celebrate the new composers that are on Broadway today, such as Adam Gettle, who's the grandson of Richard Rodgers, mm-hmm. and who wrote The Light in the Piazza, the Tony Award-winning musical, and some of the wonderful new writers like the Grammy Award-winning writer Julie Gold and Christine Lavin and David Friedman, some of our new sort of more pop writers. So that is also part of my repertoire is I like to sing many styles of music from pop to classical music.
Well, of course, if one listens to your voice, you are really a soprano, and you have obviously had classical training. What mm-hmm. was your background in terms of voice study?
I actually majored in drama at Vassar College, and they gave me a fellowship to study opera, which I had no intention of doing. But I thought, well, hey, what the heck? So I went to the Aspen Music School in beautiful Aspen, Colorado, and I began my career in opera. It's kind of perfect, I think, that I ended up really making my living in as a concert artist. I do occasionally do operas and musicals, but and plays, and dabbled in a little film and television. But mostly what I love about the concert and cabaret world is that you can mix many styles of music and do what you love, you know, celebrate the music that you really love. And so I also enjoy singing music from the various cultures that I've lived in, a lot of European.
How many languages do you speak?
Well, I speak, read, and write. Write very basic French, Italian, German, and some English.
Yes, I always say. Well, that's what happens. That's what happens to musicians, actually, and certainly singers. I would imagine it's very important for you to have the understanding, and you learn a lot when you sing in a language.
Yes.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah.
What you're doing is a one-woman show, actually,
right,
with just an accompanist. And I please don't be offended, accompanist, but with only an accompanist, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that, again, is a style in cabaret, of course, but a style, a chanteuse type of thing, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
Something that we really don't do or see much of these days.
Well, I think the piano is an amazing instrument, and I'm very blessed to work with some of the most renowned and experienced and gifted musical director accompanists in New York. And many of them are Broadway conductors and arrangers and orchestrators. And so the joy for me is that when they play the piano, it's like you have an orchestra underneath you. And I think because they do orchestrate, and they and many of them compose. My guys that I work with, they hear the percussion, they hear the string instruments, they hear the wind instruments, and the horns, and so those come through their hands.
Well, these are the unsung heroes, you know, the arrangers and the guys that do the, you know, the, really the rehearsal pianists and the people mm-hmm. that really do these single show things are really terribly, terribly talented.
Yeah.
And there's no question about it that I often have said that the arrangers very often make the artist, because it's so terribly important to have somebody who knows what they're doing, and they are really incredible. And who is playing piano with you here at the...
Paul Greenwood.
Paul Greenwood.
Yeah, and he's phenomenal.
And how did you get to him? Was he recommended, or have you worked with him before?
I actually went to hear him at one of the clubs in New York, and he was playing for a colleague of mine. Well, I heard him with Sylvia McNair, the great opera singer, and he played for Nancy Lamont and, Mary Claire Heron and many of the great, great cabaret divas. I heard him with a jazz artist named Linda Mena, and... I just thought his playing was so beautiful. And then when he opened his mouth to sing, I melted. He also has a beautiful singing voice. So
really?
He gets to sing with me a little bit.
Does he get
bit.
To
yeah.
sing with you? That's
in the second act. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have, is it actually an act, or is it just a section, first section, second section, or is there a thematic?
Well,
there is.
I wanted to do something that celebrated St. Valentine's. And,
well, of course.
So it is, the whole theme is of course around love. The first half where the first act is really a woman's journey in love. That has my European music as well as the American songbook. And then the second act is all Stephen Sondheim, his women, experiencing love through the hearts of Stephen Sondheim's women characters.
The highs and the lows, I
yes.
guess. Very dramatic, very dramatic.
Yeah.
Well, Sondheim is actually made for cabaret, I think. Have you ever done any Broadway shows, basically?
Well, I've worked with Stephen Sondheim, actually, at the Kennedy Center in Washington in a fantastic, historic festival of Sondheim's music. This was six of his musicals in a repertory. And I was in A Little Night Music. And this is where the birth of this show came to me, because I was, first of all, just being in A Little Night Music, you're looking at all these amazing women characters. They're all very different and fully realized. And then seeing the other productions while I was there, Company, Sunday in the Park with George, mm-hmm. Merrily We Roll Along, all these Sweeney Todd. I thought, wow, look at these women characters. This is amazing. This is a man who really illuminates us in a very complex and beautiful way. So that's when that came to me. I've never really pursued a Broadway career, because I love the concert world so much. I mean, it's taken me around the world to the most amazing places. And
well, you answered my question, but
yeah.
you have appeared in shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
you've also appeared with some rather distinguished performers as well, Barbara Cook and,
mm-hmm.
and the late Kitty Carlisle.
Yes.
Certainly.
Yes.
A very important. And she really sang your praises. Pardon the pun, I think.
Oh, thank you. Well, she's she died last April, actually on a poignant moment in my life. She inspired me to revive the art of the musical salon. This is, again, something else that existed, as many of your listeners will know. You know, for many decades in Europe and then in the United States, but basically making music in our homes, which is such a rare experience today. And she, when Kitty was young, she would sing at parties with George Gershwin at the piano
yes.
and Jerome Kern and Kurt Weill, and she would introduce songs of theirs at parties. And I just thought, we were having a discussion one day after I sang in her apartment for some friends of hers. And she just asked me, Anna, get up and sing. And my conductor, musical director, was there. And then I said, you know, this is an art form that I want to revive, because having also grown up in Europe, it's very much alive there.
Yes.
We had salons in our home all the time. And So we did. And she said, I'm going to host the first one and I'm going to write a letter of invitation for the whole series, which she did. I started with four in New York and then I started to do them around the country. When I did one in Washington, D.C., Maryland Public Television, the vice president of programming came. He heard it and he said, this is perfect for public TV. We want to film this. So we did. And Kitty was supposed to introduce the program, but she passed away, became ill and passed away. And then I filmed it and she died. She passed away that evening.
Oh, my goodness.
I dedicate the program to
her. Isn't that something? And what is the name of the show?
It's called You and the Night and the Music,
oh, well.
A Salon with Anna Bergman.
Now, you have made one CD, is that right?
Yes.
Where is that available and how would one get that?
Available on my website, of course.
Which is?
www.annabergman.com. And it's also available in stores, Virgin, Barnes & Noble, Tower Records, if Tower still exists. I'm not
sure.
Yes,
I think Amazon?
I think CD Baby and LML Music, which is the label.
And it's called Souvenir?
Souvenir, yes.
Wonderful. Yeah. And you're also planning a second.
Yeah, we're about to record Wherever Love Takes Me, this show that I'm doing at the Prince.
So you really have found your niche, as it were.
I have, yes. Yeah.
Are you doing any real classical singing on these shows that you do?
I usually throw in an opera aria. This one, at the Prince, I'll be singing a beloved Italian Neapolitan song, Non ti scordare di me.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I just heard Pavarotti sing that on an album, the late Pavarotti.
Yes, it was a favorite. It's a favorite of the great tenors.
Yes, the great tenors,
yeah, Caruso made it famous in the film, Non ti scordare di me. No, sorry, it was Gigli.
Yeah, all right, sure. So, well, it's a delight to have you, and you really are bringing back something, as I say, a style of performance that is very precious. And unfortunately, many of a younger generation are really not aware of this type of thing. I think this was very, very popular, certainly in the 30s, the 40s, mm-hmm. certainly, maybe even the 20s,
mm-hmm.
but very, very much, you know, in the 50s, maybe. But then things kind of stopped. So I think you're pioneering a new style, a new old style of cabaret.
Yeah.
And how long will the show be running at the Prince?
The 13th to the 17th, and then the 20th through the 24th.
Now, you've done some another very special album, haven't you? Music of Kurt Weill?
Yes, just released also on LML Music is Kurt Weill in America, which was a show we did in New York celebrating the music of Kurt Weill and all the great lyricists that he worked with. And it's a wonderful 2-CD recording that features the great cabaret diva Andrea Marcovici and some other wonderful cabaret and Broadway performers, Jeff Harner, Chuck Cooper, Barbara Bressel, Maud Maggart, and Jeff Coffin. And very proud of that. It's a beautiful CD.
And that's also available?
Yes.
What is the title again?
Kurt Weill in America.
Okay, and it's available as well
on all of those that I listed,
sites.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And at my show, of course.
What is coming up for you after you leave Philadelphia? What is your schedule like?
We're going to open at the Feinstein's at Lowe's Regency, Michael Feinstein's
in
venue
Manhattan.
In Manhattan with Wherever Love Takes Me, and then in March. And then, let's see, I play the University Club and Newport, Rhode Island, and Mohonk Mountain House, which is a beautiful mountain
resort. Oh, that's gorgeous up there.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, and then the Crest Theater in Delray, Florida.
Well, it's interesting. The reason I ask is because I was going to ask you about when you travel around the country,
mm-hmm.
do you find that what you do is not accessible, but more appreciated in certain areas of the country? And I say this being an East Coast person,
mm-hmm.
Very much close to New York and in New York for many, many years. And that, of course, is the narrow-minded look of the New Yorker or the East Coast person when we think, oh, well, this is just terribly sophisticated and it only plays well in certain parts of the country. Is that a case, or are you accepted with as much enthusiasm all over the country?
I have to say, really all over the country. I mean, from, you know, singing with the Pasadena Pops Orchestra in the LA area to Palm Beach to Chicago to Washington, D.C., and abroad. I mean, even in remote places of the world. I think, first of all, American music is so popular everywhere. I mean, I'm talking internationally when I sing. But also, I think it really appeals to every generation. And, of course, the older people love it because I'm singing George Gershwin and Cole Porter and Jerome Kern and Kurt Weill and Richard Rodgers and all those great Irving Berlin, you know, classic American songwriters. But I also, as I mentioned, love bringing to people the really gifted new writers of today, Broadway's composers and popular composers. So I think it appeals to every generation. And what I love is
not only the generation, but I'm talking about the
geographical
location. That's really what
absolutely.
I'm talking about.
Well, what I find is that, of course, in places like Philadelphia, Boston, Washington, Chicago, and New York,
and LA,
and Florida, you know, Miami area, mm-hmm. Palm Beach, of course, they all are very, you know, very sophisticated in their knowledge and tastes in music. So, of course, they all appreciate it because they know it. And I think when I bring it to like Cedar Rapids, Iowa or something, you know, or Nebraska. I find that or even New Orleans where jazz is so popular, they really eat it up because, well, I think for two reasons. One, because some of our artists today, like, well, Tony Bennett, of course, and Barbara Cook and, but Rod Stewart and, you know, some of the more pop, popular.
He went into
bringing
this
back
and, yes.
this American Songbook,
and
Diana Krall,
yeah.
and Harry Connick Jr.
Yes.
and you know some of our better known artists
younger
are bringing back this music, and so that it's getting into the Grammys, and I love that they're keeping alive this music, or like films like DeLovely, you know, where we're hearing all the Cole Porter music, right?
Yeah. But that was an offbeat.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Kevin Kline is brilliant, but it's an offbeat kind of thing. I don't know how successful that was, but it was for a very specific segment of an audience.
Well, what I liked about it very much is that they set the songs sung by, you know, Elvis Costello and
right.
Diana Krall and really well-known younger pop singers. And they did, the arrangements were very pop, sort of pop oriented and mm-hmm. jazz oriented, so that it appeals to everybody. And I think the point of that was to show, which is what I'm really about, is that this music will never die.
Yes, it's
so
eternal,
great,
yeah.
And it will live on.
Where have you performed
forward.
In Europe?
London,
Paris,
Vienna. Different parts of Europe.
So you
and Scandinavia and Russia and
the cabaret
India and
scene is very, 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 yeah, okay.
South America.
Yeah. South America.
Oh, yeah. They love it. They just love it. Well, Europeans, I mean, they just eat it up.
So again, it's not stylized. It's not kitsch. It's not anything. It's just
right.
very beautiful music.
Yeah. And also, you know, that's the beauty of arrangements, too, is that you can do so much with these great songs. They can be adapted into so many different kinds of, you know, I can give it a tango feel or a sort of a samba feel mm-hmm. or something more jazzy or something more pop like, mm-hmm. or I can make a In the Still of the Night by Cole Porter in a very classical way. I mean, that's the beauty of these songs. They can be translated with their arrangements.
Yes, into a different style, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Anna, you will be performing at the Prince Theater, is that right?
Wherever Love Takes Me. My show will be presented in the Morgan's Cabaret.
Now, that's part of the Prince
part
Theater.
Of the
Where
Prince
is that located?
Theater. I believe it's upstairs in the Black Box
yes.
Theater. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, Anna, just I look forward to your next release and more from you. And thank you so very, very much for coming to Crossover.
Thank you so much, Jill. It's wonderful to be here.